USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As cases of a new variant of coronavirus have now been seen in two states, the United States has set another record on Wednesday for the number of COVID patients in American hospitals. Nearly 125,000 people are in hospitals across the country with the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns January could be even worse. He tells MSNBC that holiday celebrations could lead to another uptick in infections.
So I would imagine as we get a couple of weeks into January, things could get worse than they are now. I hope that they don't. But when you look at the history of what happens following events like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, etc., it is likely that we'll see an uptick in everything, in cases followed then by hospitalizations and then followed by death.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium My Pillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News that he'll make his objection an opportunity to demand that Congress take action on election integrity.
I'm likely to vote against the certification in order to make this point, to make the point that, first of all, we had states like Pennsylvania that did not follow their own laws, their own state law, in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. And we've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A prominent retailer is apologizing for tweeting at a U.S. senator. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And federal officials with Operation Warp Speed provided an update Wednesday on the status of another coronavirus vaccine. The shot, developed by British drug maker AstraZeneca, is in late-stage trials in the United States, with initial data expected within weeks. The vaccine was approved on Wednesday for use in the UK. Operation Warp Speed's chief medical advisor, Dr. Manceslawi, says AstraZeneca's vaccine is likely to be approved for use in the U.S. in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.